This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston was in Washington, D.C. Monday to discuss how the city turned the migrant crisis into an opportunity. Speaking at the Immigration Law and Policy Conference, Johnston says there were some challenging moments, including budget cuts, in dealing with the large influx of migrants. But the first-term mayor says changes to the program have provided better services at a cheaper cost.
And we've had no long-term cuts to the budget. So even things like Parks and Rec, you know, we had reduced hours for maybe a month or two, and then we reopened all of them once we were able to change our programming. So, and we don't have migrants that are on the streets and encampments.
Johnston thinks others are seeing Denver as a win-win model that can help newcomers and still provide core services to residents. Colorado-based telecoms company EchoStar plans to sell off Dish TV and its Sling streaming service after years of financial trouble. DirecTV says it will pay $1 for the companies and assume nearly $2 billion in debt. DirecTV and Dish say they have collectively lost 63% of their satellite customers since 2016. EchoStar employs an estimated 2,500 workers at its headquarters in Inglewood. The companies expect the deal to close in fall of 2025. And after years of volunteer labor, donated materials, and tens of thousands of dollars, downtown Alamosa again has a large historic street clock. The ornate 18-foot-tall cast-iron clock is now completely refurbished. It's 9:06.